Good afternoon. Luma Digest with me, Noura. It's Sunday the 24th of May, and we are diving into something that's been quietly shifting under the surface all week. The headline today: physical AI does not need humanoids, it needs edge chips. Let me explain what that actually means. So there's this piece from Hilo, Yaniv Sulkers, their VP of physical AI, and he's making an argument that honestly surprised me at first, but the more I sat with it, the more it made sense. The robotics industry, he says, is having a bit of a reckoning about what actually works at scale. And his answer? It is not general-purpose humanoids that cost millions and do everything poorly. It is task-specific machines, lawnmowers with real-time obstacle avoidance, kitchen assistants that chop and clean surfaces reliably, warehouse robots optimized for one job. These systems run AI locally on edge processors, not in the cloud. And that matters because real-world decisions cannot wait for network latency. A robot picking up an object needs to sense, reason, and act in milliseconds. The constraint is not intelligence anymore. It is hardware cost and whether you can deploy it at scale. Think about that for a second. A 3,000-pound humanoid robot in a warehouse does not scale. A 500-pound task-specific system running millions of times? That does. The practical implication here is that edge processors become as important as the models themselves. Running a 26 billion parameter Gemma model on device with 10 sub-agents generating SVGs in parallel. That is the work happening now at Google DeepMind. Not to replace cloud, to own the moment when a decision matters. And this is exactly why the next story caught my eye. GE Vernova just acquired Robotech Automation. This is a Canadian systems integrator, 35 people, based in Quebec, with deep experience deploying robots in factories. GE Vernova has been using Anybotics for asset inspections and Robotech for supply chain projects. The acquisition signals something worth paying attention to. The companies that win at physical AI will not be the ones building the most advanced models. They will be the ones who can integrate, deploy, and maintain systems in real factories with real constraints. Integration expertise matters as much as model advancement, maybe more, because you can have the smartest AI in the world, but if you cannot get it running reliably in a factory that operates 24 hours a day, it does not matter. The gap between intelligence and execution is where the real work happens, right? Let's pivot to voices and thought leaders for a moment, because there are two stories here that deserve your full attention. First up, Azim Azar's latest exponential view. He is reflecting on OpenAI's reasoning model solving an 80-year-old geometry problem. But here is the bit that made me sit up. The model did not solve it the way a human would. It found unexpected bridges between discrete geometry and algebraic number theory, two isolated domains of knowledge that nobody had connected before. Azim's point is that AI's real value might not be in mimicking human reasoning. It might be in connecting isolated domains of knowledge that humans have not thought to bridge. That is a different kind of intelligence entirely. And honestly, I have been thinking about this all afternoon, because if that is true, the question becomes, what other connections are sitting right in front of us that we just cannot see yet? Worth having a think about. Now, the second story in this section is a bit more tactical, but it matters if you are watching the model release cycle. Anthropic's next generation models are starting to surface in the wild. Claude Mythos 1. Claude Sonnet 4.8 and Opus 4.8 references. The leaked model slugs suggest Anthropic is working on versions designed specifically for Claude Code and Claude security use cases. This is not just version bumps, this is specialization. The era of one model doing everything is ending. We are moving into a world where you pick the model for the job, not the model that tries to do every job adequately. That changes procurement decisions. That changes how you build systems. And if you are a developer trying to decide which platform to bet on, this is the signal you have been waiting for. Right, let's move over to builders and platforms, because this is where things get properly interesting today. First story, RL Neighbors built a comic reader that renders interactively inside Claude using MCP, that's Model Context Protocol. The comic reader lives inside the agent. You are not chatting with an AI that opens a web page for you. The web platform itself becomes the interface. This one properly surprised me because it proves something I think a lot of people have been assuming is not possible yet. Agent UIs do not need to be chat only. You can build full interactive experiences that live inside the agent context. The canvas is infinite. What that means in practice, if you are building tools for agents, you are not limited to text responses anymore. You can build rich, visual, interactive environments. The bottleneck just moved. Now, next up in this section, Lou Bichard at Ona wrote about the missing primitive for agent swarms. And his argument is that the coordination layer is the bit everyone is building from scratch internally. There is no standard way for agents to verify progress and proceed through development cycles. He is calling for a standard CLI gateway, a shared primitive that every agent system can plug into. Because right now, every company building agent swarms is solving the same coordination problem independently. That is wasted effort. And here is why this matters. If you are a startup trying to compete with the big labs, you cannot afford to rebuild infrastructure that should already exist. The companies that win will be the ones that recognize which problems need custom solutions and which problems need shared primitives. Lou is arguing this is a shared primitive problem. And honestly, I think he is right. Last one for builders today, and this one is worth your time if you are trying to understand how to actually compose generative models into functional applications. Paige and Guillaume from Google DeepMind demoed building a full content pipeline from prompts using Gemini, Nano Banana, LIA, and Genie 3. The demo itself is not the interesting bit. The interesting bit is that they are showing how to build with real constraints, how to chain models together, how to handle failures, how to test outputs, because the gap right now is not model capability, it is knowing how to build systems that use these models reliably, and that is engineering work, not research work. If you are a builder, this is the stuff you need to be watching, not the model releases, the infrastructure and the patterns for using them. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. The thread running through everything today is this. The constraint is not intelligence anymore. It is deployment, integration, and reliability. The companies winning right now are not the ones with the smartest models. They are the ones who can ship systems that work in the real world with real constraints. Physical AI needs edge chips, not humanoids. Agent systems need coordination layers, not just better reasoning. Content pipelines need engineering patterns, not just better generation. The next wave is not about building smarter AI, it is about building infrastructure that lets you deploy it at scale. Something to think about as you head into the evening. And that's your Luma Digest for this afternoon. Thanks for being here. I'll see you in the next one.